Okay, good morning again, Moya. Today's daf is Horius, daf Dalid. We left off daf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah, two lines into the wide lines. So today's daf is going to focus again on various cases in which the Beis Din will be mechuyev to bring a par halam davar shel tzibur on account of an erroneous psak, and the various criteria that need to exist in order to trigger that obligation of Beis Din. So says the Mishnah. Haru Beis Din v'yadu she'to. Let's say Beis Din issues a psak, and they realize that they made a mistake. V'chazru behen, and then they are chozer on the psak, and therefore they are chayev a par helam davar shel tzibur. So bein sheviu kaparason or bein shelo viu kaparason. Whether or not they have yet brought that par helam davar shel tzibur, v'halach v'asal p'm. Now, a yachid goes and acts according to the original psak of Beis Din, which Beis Din had recanted. But in the meantime, a yachid goes and follows that psak. So Rav Shimon poter. So Rav Shimon says that the guy is poter from a chatas yachid. Why? Because he was somech on the Beis Din. So he thought that he was following Beis Din's psak, and therefore he's not going to be chayev a chatas yachid. Rav Elazar Omar Safek. And Rav Elazar says, it's a suffake, in other words, it's a suffake whether he's relying on the psak of Beis Din that had been recanted and retracted or not, and therefore he has to bring an usham tali. So says the Gemara, so Ezu suffake, so what's the situation of suffake? So Yoshev lo betoch beiso chayev. If the guy was stam sitting at home and he was reading his newspaper all the while Beis Din had issued the psak and then retracted its psak, then he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because he should have known that Beis Din had retracted his psak. He was there, he had the news available to him, and he should have known. Halach l'mdina sayam pater. However, if the guy was traveling abroad, then he's going to be pater, because how is he to know, or how is he to have known that Beis Din had retracted its psak? So Amar Rabbi Akiva. So says Rabbi Akiva, Modani Bazeh. So I agree by a situation of a guy who went to Medina Sayam, Shu Karov Lepater Menachova. It's closer to a situation of Ptur than to Chova, because it really is understandable why he would not have informed himself of the fact that Beis Din recanted its psak, and therefore he is not going to be Chayev in Ashram Tali. So Amarlo Ben Azai, says Ben Azai, whoa, how come over here you say that he's closer to Potter than to Chayev? Maishno Zem and Yoshev and a Yoshev Ebeso. What's the difference between the case of this guy who goes to Medina Sayam and a case of a guy who stops sitting in his house? So says the Gemara, Shayoshev Ebeso, Efshar Hayelishmo, Evzahayelo, Efshar Shayishma. Well, it's simple, because the guy who's sitting in his house, he should have known that Beis Din had recanted its psak, and therefore he should have informed himself, and that's why he's going to be chayev achatzas yachid, or that's why he's going to be chayev in Ashram Toli, rather, if he follows the original psak of Beis Din. This fellow, however, who went to Medina Sayam, he did not have the news at his disposal. He was not able to ascertain that Beis Din had retracted its psak. That's why he's not going to be chayev. Good. Now the Mishnah transitions and talks about the type of psak that Beis Din has to issue in order to be chayiv in Ashram Tali. So Horu Beis Din Lakor is Kol HaGuf. Let's say that Beis Din issues a psak that totally uproots the entire body of a halacha from the Torah. For example, Amru ain nida b'Torah. They say there is no such halacha as nida in the Torah. Or ain Shabbos b'Torah. Or there's no such halacha as Shabbos in the Torah. Ain avodas kachavim b'Torah. There's no such halacha of avodah zarah. Hare elu p'turin, these are pater, because this is not the type of psak for which Beis Din is chayav a par halam davar shel tzibur. If Beis Din is going to tell you that the sky is green, they don't have to bring a par halam davar shel tzibur, and you're liable if you follow them, because don't be an idiot. Don't follow what Beis Din says. For example, you know that the Torah talks about Shabbos, or you know that the Torah talks about Avodah Zarah, and Beis Din says there's no such thing as Shabbos, you know obviously that Beis Din is wrong, and that's not even considered to be a psak halacha. So, Horu Labatol Miktas, Ulukayim Miktas. However, if they issue a psak to be mevatel part of a mitzvah and to be mekayim part of a mitzvah, arei lo chayav. And that's the situation in which a person is chayav. So ketzad has the case. So amru yesh nida b'torah aval abor shomeris yom keneged yom poter. There is the concept of nida in the Torah. However, they eradicate or they adjust one detail of the halacha. They say that if somebody is boal shomeris yom keneged yom, who's when she's counting the zayin nekiyim, that person is going to be poter. That's obviously wrong. Yesh Shabbos b'torah. If they say that there is Shabbos in the Torah, avala motzi mirshas yochel mirshas rabim potter, or yeshavodes kachavim b'torah avala mishtach ve'potter, but a guy who bows down is potter. Hare elu chayovin, they are going to be chayov. Why? Shenemar v'nelam dover dover v'lo kolaguf. Because the only time Basin is going to be chayav a paralam dover shel tzibur is when they eradicate a part of a halacha, but not when they eradicate the entire corpus of a halacha in the Torah. Says the Gemara. Zomer of Yudam Arav. My time of the Reb Shimon. So what's the reason, according to Reb Shimon, this is in the first part of the Mishnah, where we had said that if Beis Din issues a psak and then they recant a psak, and in the meantime, some guy goes and acts following the psak halacha of Beis Din, so Reb Shimon says the guy is going to be potter from bringing up Chatzos Yachid. So what's the reason for Reb Shimon? So Hoil Ubershos Beis Din Uose. So the Gemara answers because he is relying on the Maisa Basin. He's relying on the Psaka Basin. It's irrelevant that Basin had in the meantime retracted its Psak and no longer holds to do what they initially said to do. But this guy is not going to be Chayav Chatzos Yachid because it's obvious that when he did what he did so in reliance on the Psak of Basin. So says the Gemara, Ika Damri, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Omer Hayir Rav Shimon, Kol Ara Sheyotza Berov Hatzibur, any Ara that spreads to the Rov Hatzibur, Yachad Osa Osa, Potter, the Yachid who follows that Psak is going to be Potter from bringing a Chatzos Yachid, the Fishal and Nitin Ara, Elo Havchen Ben Shogeg Lemezid, because the only reason for a Ara is to separate those who are doing something b'shogeg and those who are doing something b'mezid. What does this mean? So if you look in Rashi, the last Rashi in the right column, so it says l'fi shel anidna ra el lahavchem in shogeg l'mezid lo dia shosal p'm shogeg hu. It comes to clarify that if a person follows the psak basin, he's considered to be a shogeg v'lo mezid. Vizel p'ara yose, and this guy, when he did his avera, he did the avera not because he decided he wanted to do the avera. He did the avera because he thought he was following the psak of basin. The fichach shogeg uviyasa shachah b'araz basin potter. Therefore, the sheet of Rav Shimon is that if a yachid follows the psak of basin, he's going to be potter because the only time you are chayah for being a chatzis yachid is when you violate an avera b'shogeg. But here he's not violating an avera b'shogeg. He's doing what he thinks he should be doing. He is following the psak of basin. Therefore, he is not going to be chayiv, even in this case, according to Reb Shimon. Okay, so back in the Gemara, about six lines up from the bottom. So, Meisve. Par elam davar shel tzibur, v'sirei avodes kochavim, b'tchila govan aleim. Divrei Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says that when it comes out that the basin has to bring a par elam davar shel tzibur, or by a sirei avodes kochavim, which is the carbon that they would bring if based and issued an erroneous psak legabe avodas chachamim, they would have to start a new collection for that carbon. Betchila govan alein divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda omer mitrumas halishka hin bo, and Reb Yehuda says that it would come from the trumas halishka, that on the first of Adar mashmiyim al hashkalim, they would make a collection and they would use from the collection to buy all karbanas tzibur. So these karbanas, the paralam davar shel tzibur, the sira avodah zarah, is no different. It would come from the collection that they had already instituted. So machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, where the karban comes from, how it's funded. So says the Gemara, Sa'amai, Kivan de Gavilu, Havi Le Hoda. So says the Gemara, whoa, according to Rav Shimon's the one who says that if a yachid follows the psak based, then he's going to be potter from bringing carbon chatas because he's relying on the psak of Basin. But if Basin's going to be chayiv a paralam davar shel tzibur because they issued a wrong psak, and the only time they're chayiv the paralam davar shel tzibur is when they retract the psak, because if they don't retract, then they're obviously not going to bring the carbon. So he should have known that they were taking up a collection for a par helam davar shel tzibur. So says the Gemara, it's basically impossible that he would not have known that Basin had retracted the psak. So what's going on? So says the Gemara, could be that, yes, they took up a collection, but they didn't specify what they were collecting for. So he didn't know that they were collecting for a par helam davar shel tzibur. Or maybe he wasn't around when they were collecting for the par helam davar shel tzibur. Or perhaps we'll say that Rav holds like the other Tana, the Tanya Ifcha, Betchila Govin Landivar Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishruma Salish Kahin Boen. Why, according to Rav Shimon, is it possible that he doesn't know that they had to bring a Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur and that the Psak was retracted? Because Rav Shimon's the one who says that it comes from Truma Salishka, it comes from the existing funds that they already collected. So Tani, so two lines up from the bottom, Tani Rav Meir Mechayim. So Rav Meir says he is going to be Chayiv. Because in Tosafos HaRosh explains that even if this guy doesn't know that Beis Din was chozer on the psak, we don't consider it as if he is somech on the psak of Beis Din, because it's on him to ask before he actually follows and puts into action the psak of Beis Din. It's on him to ask whether Beis Din is still maintaining and standing by its psak, or whether Beis Din has retracted its psak. However, Rav Shimon says, no, the guy's potter, because it's not on him to ask if Beis Din has retracted his psak. Beis Din issued a psak, he's entitled to rely on the psak. Rabbi Lezer Omer Safek, Rabbi Lezer says it's a Safek, therefore you have to bring in Oshem Talui. Mishum Sumchis, they said, Talui, it's ambiguous. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yonasan. What's the difference between Rav Elazar, who says Safek, and Simchus, who says ambiguous? Amar Rav Yochanan, Asham Talui Ika Benayu. The difference between Simchus and Rav Elazar is an Asham Talui. According to Simchus, you don't have to bring an Asham Talui, because even the tzad to say that he's Chayav Achatas is ambiguous, because we, in other words, it's more likely than not that we assume he was following the Psak of Basin, and therefore he doesn't even have to bring an Asham Talui. So, Amar Rav Zeira, Mashal to Rabbi Lazar, Lama Davar Dome, the Mashal to Rabbi Lazar is like, La Adam Shachal Safek Chelev Safek Shuman. It's like a guy who ate Safek Chelev Safek Shuman, either it was Chelev or it was permitted fat. Vinodalo, and then he finds out, Shemevi Asham, so he has to bring a Karban Asham. So to this guy, so Beis Din retracted the Psak, we don't know if he was following the Psak of Beis Din or if he was doing the Avera on his own. And therefore, it's like a situation where a guy eats a piece of meat, he doesn't know if it's Chelev or Shuman, he's going to have to bring a Karban Asham Talui. So to over here, he's going to have to bring an Asham Talui. Okay, so says the Gemara on the top of Dalan Manalev, Lomi Boy Lamandi Amar Tzibur Maisi, and it's certainly not necessary even to teach me, according to the Mandi Amar, says that the Tzibur brings the carbon par helam davar shel Tzibur. Again, we had mentioned yesterday, we're going to see in the Mishnah tomorrow, that there is a fundamental machlokas, who brings the carbon par helam davar shel Tzibur. Is it the Beis Din or is it the Tzibur? So if it's the Tzibur who brings the Paralam Davar Shal Tzibur, the Mefarsim Hamilsa, then it's obvious that it's going to be publicized that the Psak was erroneous and the guy has no business relying on the Psak, because the Tzibur, after all, itself is going to bring the Par. Ela filu l'mandi amar Beis Din mevi, and even according to the Mandi Amar, who says that Beis Din brings the Paralam Davar Shal Tzibur to lo Mefarsim Hamilsa, where it's not necessarily so public, I avishoa. If he would have asked, they would have told him that Beis Din has retracted the psak. In other words, he should have asked. He should have taken it upon himself to ask and ascertain whether Beis Din is still abiding by the psak. And therefore, with a little bit of due diligence, even though it's Beis Din who brings the par and not the tzibur, he should have known whether Beis Din brought a par. So I'm Rav Yossi Barav and Visim Rav Yossi Barzvida, Mashal to Sumchas Lamad Avridoma. Sumchas is the one who said, you know, Talui, that it's ambiguous, and therefore you don't have to bring a paralam davar shal tzibur. So Mashal to Sumchas Lamad Avridoma, Ladam Shevi Kaparoso Ben Ashmashos. It's like a fellow who brought a carbon during the Bein HaShmoshos period, Safek Mubod Yom Nischaper Lo, Safek Mechashecha Nischaper Lo, Shein Mevi Asham Tali. So in other words, and it's a Safek whether the carbon was brought during the day or if it was brought during the night. he does not have to bring an Asham Talui. He doesn't have to bring an Asham Talui, because even though it's possible that his Chatos was brought at night, and a Chatos that's brought at night is invalid, we can assume there's like a preponderance of the evidence standard that we could assume that the Korban was brought during the day, and that the kapara therefore worked for him. So too here, we can assume that because the onus is not on the person to try to ascertain whether Beis Din has retracted, we can assume that he was relying on the Maisa Beis Din, on the Psaka Beis Din, when he did the Aveira, and therefore he's not going to be chayav to bring in Asham Tali. Why should we assume that, according to this mashal, that the carbon was brought during the day, therefore it's a valid carbon chatos, and therefore he's not going to be chayav to bring in Asham Tali? So the reason is because stam carbonos are brought during the day, because the Kohanim know that they're not really supposed to bring a korban after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and Bein Hashmoshos is Keheref Ayin. So in other words, really up until the last minute, it's still considered to be daytime, and therefore you're not going to be chayv to bring an Asham Tali. The Karen Ora explains more simply that he's not going to bring an Asham Tali, because the only bring an Asham Tali is when you do a Maisa and you're not sure whether your Maisa was a Maisa Avera or not. You ate a piece of whatever it was on the table in front of you, and you're simply not sure whether it was Chelev or Shuma, and that's when you have to bring an Asham Tali. Here, you definitely know that you did the Avera. You definitely brought a Karban. The question is, was the Karban a Kasher or Karban or not? That's not the same as, I'm not sure if I did the Avera, so this is not even a situation where you would ever have to bring an Asham Tali. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Velomi boy lamandi amar based in Mevian, and it's not a kasha. There's no suffix according to the Mandi Amar who says that based in brings the carbon power elam davar shel tzibur de lo if arsema milsa, that it is definitely not publicized. Ela afilu lamandi amar tzibur Mevian the mafarsema milsa vahavi amrinan le dahacha besuffik mibod yom suffik mechashecha ishoel lo ishkach inish de meshaile. So in other words, even if you want to say that the tzibur brings the par elam dover shel tzibur, you know, still it might be considered like the mashal of safek mebod yom safek mechashecha, because in other words, even if it's possible that he could have found out, maybe there was nobody to ask at the particular time. In other words, maybe it's possible that he didn't find out, and therefore, even if the tzibur would bring the par elam davar shel tzibur, maybe it's still possible that according to Rabbi Elazar, you would have to bring an Asham Tali, and according to Sumchis, you wouldn't have to bring an Asham Tali, because what Sumchis would say here is that, in other words, what we're saying here, explains Rashi, is that it's not the derech to ask about this. Yes, it's true that the tzibur has to bring the carbon, and therefore, really, he should know about it, but it's not the derech to go around asking, oh, did the tzibur bring an Asham Tali? And therefore, we can rely on the assumption, we can rely on the fact that this person did not know that there was a par elam davar shel tzibur brought. Okay, so let's go weiter. Two dots. Amar lo ben azai, maishna min ayoshev. Why is the guy who travels different than the guy who's sitting in his house? Says the Gemara, shaper kamar le Rabbi Akiva le ben azai. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva gave a good answer to Ben Azai. Ben Azai says, what's the difference between a guy who's sitting in his house and the guy who's traveling to Medina Sayyam? And Rabbi Akiva said, well, it's simple. The guy who's sitting in his house should have known that Beis Din retracted his psak. The guy who went to Medina Sayyam had no way of knowing that Beis Din retracted his psak. So says the Gemara, Amarava hichzik b'derech hika benayu. So the nafkamina is where the guy set out on the derech. So Leben Azai Chayev, according to Ben Azai, is going to be Chayev Dabe Beis Eisei, because for now he is still in the house. In other words, he's still in his city, and therefore he should have known that Beis Din had retracted its psak. Rabbi Kiva Potter da Hichzik Vederech, but according to Rabbi Kiva, is going to be Potter because it's obvious that he relied on the psak of Beis Din, because even though he's still within the city limits, he's already got the mindset of a traveler. He's already traveling. He's worried about his journey, and he's not worried about trying to figure out whether Beis Din may have retracted the psak halacha that they had previously issued. Says the Gemara now. Now we're going to delve into the second part of the Mishnah. Horu lo beis din lakaros kol haguf. So we said that if beis din issues a psak to erase a whole body of Torah, that is not going to be a psak. That's going to be mechayev them a paralam dover shel tzibur. They are only chayev a paralam dover shel tzibur when they issue a psak that eradicates one of the dinim, one of the chelek of the dinim, a particular detail of a larger din, but not when they try to eradicate an entire din. So haru lo beis din lakaros kol haguf. Tana rabbanan venelam dover velo sheyekara mitzvah kula. It's got to be that the erroneous psak of beis din has to do with a detail of the halacha and not the entire body of halacha. Ketzad, so what's an illustration? So we're going to bring the same illustrations that we brought in the Mishnah. So Amru ein nida b'torah. There's no such thing as nida. Ein Shabbos b'torah. Ein avot tzachavim b'torah. Yachol yu chayavin. I might think that they're chayav for this. Tam alomer v'nelam dover v'lo shetela mitzvah kula. No, the only time they're chayav is when they issue a psak that involves an erroneous psak lagabe a detail of a halacha. They are not going to be chayav if they issue a psak that eradicates an entire halacha. So aval amru yesh nida b'torah. However, if they say that there is nida in the Torah, aval abal shomeres yom keneged yom potur. Yesh Shabbos b'torah, aval amotzi mirshos ayachlu shosarabim potur. Yesh avodus kochavim b'torah, aval amishtachve potur. Yachol yupturin. I might think that they are potur. Talmudomar v'nelam dover v'lo kol aguf. That over here they are chayiv because what they've done is they've issued a psak that has uprooted part of a halacha, but not the entire body of the halacha. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar Yachol Yupturin. Really? I have a Havamina that if they uproot part of a halacha, then they're going to be pater. How does that work? V'bekiyam miksas abitul miksas pturim. If they're going to be pater, if they uproot part of a halacha, uvakiras kol aguf pturin, and we already know that they're pater if they uproot an entire body of halacha, sabamai chayavin. So in what circumstance would they ever be chayiv to bring a paralam davar shel sibur? So says the Gemara, Tana hachi kakashale. So this is what the Tana was bothered by. So emar davar kula milsa mashma. I might think that when it says vinelam, I might think that when it says vinelam davar, it dafka means that they have to uproot an entire halacha. In other words, it's not that I would have thought that they're putter whether they uproot part of the halacha or whether they uproot the entire halacha. It's no, I would have thought that they're putter only when they uproot part of the halacha, because the only time they're chayiv is when they uproot the entire halacha. Tamalomar v'nelam davar. Tamalomar, it says v'nelam davar. So my mashma, how do you know that v'nelam davar means they're only chayiv when they uproot part of a halacha? Davar means a thing. How am I darshaning what a thing means? So says the Gemara, Amar Ula kori be v'nelam mi davar. It says v'nelam davar, but the drusha that we're making is we take the mem, sophis, at the end of the word v'nelam, and we're reading it as if it is the last letter of the word vinelam and the first letter of the word davar. So vinelam mi davar. That the only time the basin's chayav to bring a paralam davar shel tzibur is when they forget or when they issue a false psak on a detail of a halacha me davar, but not when they uproot an entire halacha in the Torah. Chizki Amar Chizki, it says, Amar Kra, v'yasu achas mikol mitzvos. That it says vasu achas mikol mitzvos, and similarly, so mikol velo kol mitzvos. So it says that so the mashmos is that they're chayiv only if they uproot a part of a mitzvah, but not an entire mitzvah. So mitzvos tarti mashma. So says the Gemara, but mitzvah is mashma. Mitzvah is mashma too. So in other words, it could be that vaasu achas mikol mitzvos, that based in his chayiv if they uproot one of two mitzvos, because mitzvos is lashon rabim. So maybe they are chayiv if they uproot the entire body of a halacha. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mitzvas ksiv, because it's written mitzvas. So it says vinela mitzvas, that the only time they're going to be chayiv is when they uproot part of a mitzvah, but not when they uproot an entire mitzvah. So Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, Yalef davar davar mi zakei mamre. We learn davar davar from zakei mamre. Dechsiv bei bezakei mamre, by a renegade rabbi, it says, ki afli mimcha davar lo sasur min ha-davar asher yigidu l'cha yamin ismol. Ma mamre min ha-davar velo kol davar. Just like a zakei mamre is min ha-davar, but not an entire body of the halacha. Af bara davar velo kol aguf. Also by ara, the only time the basin is going to be chayav a paralam davar shel tzibur is when they uproot part of a halacha, but not when they uproot an entire halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ein basin chayav anat sheyiru b'davar shein hatzduka modim bo. The only time basin is going to be chayav is if they issue a psak hara on a thing that the tzdukim are not modet to. Aval b'davar shat tzdukim modim bo. However, in something that the tzdukim are modet to, in other words, if they get it wrong in terms of Torah shebichsav, because the tzdukim are modet and Torah shebichsav p'turin, then the basin is going to be potter. My time, where are they potter if they issue an erroneous psak in something that the tzdukim are modet? Because zil kari be'ravu, because it's considered to be zil kari be'rav. In other words, everybody should know that this psak of basin is bogus, because if they're going to give a psak against something that's written mefurish in the Torah, everybody should know that that's a bogus psak. So Tosfos over here says something interesting. So it turns out that I'm not even going to attempt to read it inside because it's too tiny over here, the print. But Tosfos says, it turns out that the examples given in the Mishnah are not really accurate examples, because what we just said is that you're only chayev, the basin is only chayev on a dover she'ein atztukim modim bo. However, if it's a dover she'atztukim modim bo, if it's something that's mefurish and Torah shebichsav, then you're not going to be chayev, because everybody should have known. What are the examples that we gave in the Mishnah? If they say there's no such thing, there is such a thing as Shabbos in the Torah, but Motzi Mershos HaYachal Rishos HaRabim is Pater. Motzi Hotzor Mershos HaYachal Rishos HaRabim is written Mefurish in the Torah. So according to this criteria that you're only Chayev on a Dover She'ein HaTzdukim Modim Bo, you're not going to be Chayev on that because that's written in the Torah. Tosfos says, right. And what we're trying to do in the Mishnah is we're not actually illustrating cases where the basin would be chayiv. We're trying to illustrate the concept of midavar velo kol davar. That's what we're trying to illustrate. Okay, says the Gemara, Viter. Last skinny line. So Tanan, so yesh nida b'torah aval abol shameres yom keneged yom pater. And this is what the Gemara is going to ask on now. That if the basin says there is the concept of nida, but shameres yom keneged yom is going to be pater. V'amai shameres yom keneged yom hachsiva v'safrala milame shesafaras echad le'echad. It's mashma that she counts one day for each day. In other words, this is the counting of the Shiva Nekiyim, and therefore what we see is that the concept of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is written in the Torah. And if the concept is written in the Torah, when Basin says it's a Dover Shat Stukim Modim Bo, so when Basin says that there is a concept of Nida, but Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is going to be Potter, why is Basin Chayv Aparalam Dover Shal Tzibur? Hare, this is a Dover Shat Stukim Modim Bo. So says the Gemara, because the Amri Haro Sharia. Because Gemar Bia Hudasiri, because the Basin says that the Tchilas Bia is Mutter with the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, it's only the Sof Bia which is going to be Usser. So Hanami Ksiv, but this is also written in the Pasuk, it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, Es Mekora Ha'era. It talks about when you have Arayas, it says Es Mekora Ha'era. Ha'era is a Lashon of Tchilas Bia. So we see even Tchilas Bia is Usser. Damri Kedarka Siri Shalokadarka Sharye. Ah, it's because they have another detail. They say that the only time the Pasuk Asurd Bia with the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is when it's a Bia Kedarka. However, when it's a Bia Shalokadarka, it's going to be Mutter. Baksiv Mishkave Isha, but again, it says in the Pasuk Mishkave Isha, which is Mashma, two types of Mishkavos, Bain Kedarka, Bain Shalokadarka. So it's also written in the Pasuk. So Damri Kedarka Safilu Ara. They say that if you have a Bia Kedarka with the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, it's going to be Asur even by the Tchilas Bia, because the Pasuk had said, Es Mekora He'era. The only time you're Chayev on Hara on Tchilas Bia is when the Bia is in the Makar, is when the Bia is Kedarka. But Shalo Kedarka, Gemar Bia Udasur. Maybe if it's Shalo Kedarka, then you're only Chayev for the Gemar Bia. Avala Ra Sharia. but haraz different. So says the Gemara, iachi nidanami. But if that's the distinction that Beis Din is making, so why are you telling me that they agree that there's a concept of nida, but they're arguing about shemeres yom keneged yom? Why don't we just say that the psak of Beis Din is that by a nida itself, the only time haraz is asur is when it's bia kadarka, but when it's bia shalo kadarka, maybe haraz is mutter. So why do we have to fight for a case? Why do we have to fight to find the case of shemeres yom keneged yom? Says the Gemara, el liolam kadarka, u'da'amri haraz bi'isha, el liolam kadarka. Really, we're talking about a bia kadarka, u'da'amri haraz bi'isha dava hu'dechziva. And when we talk about hara, the only time you're chayev on hara is by an actual nida, but not by a shomeres yom keneged yom. So that's their chiddush that the hara is only going to be usher by a nida, but not by a shomeres yom keneged yom. That or they say that a shemeres yom is only possible where you see the blood during the day. But if she bleeds at night, then she wouldn't be considered to be a shemeres yom keneged yom. And this is like the type of halacha that ain had stukim modimbo, and therefore, if based on issues this sort of psak, they are going to be chayev to bring a parallel davar shel tzibur. Tanan, so now we're going to go through the same exercise, Lagabe Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. So Tanan, Yeh Shabbos Petora, Avala Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus Pater. Says the Gemara, why is based in Chayiv a Parol and Dover Shal Tzibur? This is a Dover Shat Stuka Modimbo. Vama Yotza Ksiva, Lo Satsiyu Masa Mi Batechem. Says the Gemara, Damri Yotza Du Asura Achnasa Mutter. Either they say that Otsa is Asr Bad Achnasa, which is not written before in the Torah's Mutter, and that's a Dover Sheinat Stukim Modimbo. Bibo Seima, the Amri Otsa, who the Asire, Moshe Fizorek Shari, or they hold that it's only Otsa, which is Asr, but handing something or throwing something is going to be Mutter. And that's the type of halacha that the Stukim are not moded to, and therefore you're going to be Chayav Aparalim Dover Shal Tzibor. Tanan, Yesh Avodas Kachavim Vitora, Avala Mishtachve Pater, Vamaya Mishtachve Oksiva, Mishtachve is a Dover Shat Stukim Modimbo, because it's written in the Torah explicitly, the Chsev Los Shtachavela El Acher, the Amri Kiasir Shtachavaya Kadarka, because they hold that the Beis Din issues the Psak, that when Shtachavaya Asur, it's only when that's the Derech to serve the Avodah Zarah, Aval Shalok Kadarka Shar. Yeah, however, if it's not the Derech to serve the idol Be Shtachavaya, then it's going to be Mutter, and really that's not true, because the Shtachavaya bowing down is the type of Avodah that's so fundamental, it's going to be Asur whether it's the Derech of the Avodah Zarah or not. Saviba Sema Damri Yishtachavaya Gufa Kedarka Hu Da Asur Dispe Pisha Yadayim Vraglayim Hashtachavaya Delespe Pisha Yadayim Vraglayim Sharya. Or maybe Basin says that the only type of Yishtachavaya that you're going to be Chaya for is when it's Pisha Yadayim Vraglayim, when you prostrate yourself full on the ground and you spread out your arms and legs. But if it's the Yishtachavaya that is not the Pisha Yadayim Vraglayim, maybe you're going to be Potter. So maybe that is the type of Psak that basin is going to be chayv the paralim dover for, because that's not something that's mefurish petora, that's a dover she'ein at stukim modimbo, says the Gemara. So boi Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks Akasha. This is Akasha on the concept of that which we said, that the basin is chayv a paralim dover shel tzibur only when they uproot part of a halacha, but not when they uproot an entire halacha. So, frekt Rav Yosef, ein charisha b'Shabbos. If they hold that there's no such thing as charisha on Shabbos, a mahu. So, what's the halacha? So, before we get to what the Gemara says, so Tosfos over here says, so boy, Rav Yosef, ein charisha, so reisha davas malachos to periklal gadol nakat, that we use charisha as an example because it's the first of the avos malachos, aval charisha tztukim modimbo. But it's not to be taken literally. Why? Because if they say ein charisha b'Torah, charisha is something that's written explicit in the pasuk, and therefore it's a davar shat tztukim modimbo. So, according to the Ma'adamer who says that you're chayev only on a davar she'ein atztukim modimbo, you would never be chayev a parallel davar shel tzibur in this case. So Tosfos again says that this is not to be taken literally, it's just illustrative. So boy Rav Yosef, in Charisha b'Shabbos, if they hold that there's no such thing as Charisha on Shabbos, somehow. Mi Amri, Kivan de Kamodi, Bekulu, Milsa, Kevitel, Mixas, Vakiyam, Mixas, Dami. Do we say, since they're mowed down the other 39 malachas, it's considered to be like a Kiyam, Mixas, and a Bittel, Mixas, Odilma kivetuk akrin lecharisha kalikar kakiras guvdami. Or maybe because they are oker the entire body of charisha from the lamatas malachas from the Torah, therefore it's considered to be an akiras kalaguv. So tashma. So we learn as follows. Yesh nida b'Torah. If they admit that there's something called nida in the Torah, aval aval shomeres yom keneged yom pater. But if a person is val shomeres yom keneged yom, he's going to be pater. V'amai hakarian l'shomeres yom keneged yom kol ikar. What they're doing is they're uprooting the entire parsha of shomeres yom keneged yom. So why are you viewing shomeres yom keneged yom as a chelek of the hilchas nida? Maybe you should view shomeres yom keneged yom as a standalone. As a standalone din, so Amar Lecha Rav Yosi Shomeres Yom Kedeka Amran Kedeshaninan. Ah, because we already went through this whole Shakla V'Tarya on Amud Aleph that it's by Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. It's not that they're uprooting the whole halacha of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. It's that they're saying that you're chayev by a tchilas bia only by a bia kadarka, but not by a bia shalo kadarka or whatever we answered. So says the Gemara again. Tashma yesh Shabbos b'Torah aval amotzi merchus ayochel merchus arabim poter. V'amai ha'akarian lo tzah kolikar. What they've done is they've entirely uprooted otzah. Sasam nami kedeshaninan. It's not that they entirely uproot otzah. It's that they say that only otzah is aser, but Moshe v'zorek is mutter. Tashma yesh Shabbos kachavim b'Torah. They're attempting to uproot the entire parsha of Ishtachavaya from the Torah. So Amri Ishtachavaya Nami Kedishaninan. Ishtachavaya also, it's not that they're uprooting the entire parsha, it's that they're saying that only Pishat Yadayim Braglayim is going to be Aser, but not Pishat Yadayim Braglayim is going to be Mutter. Boy Rav Zera, ain't Shabbos Bishvias Mau. Let's say Basin says there's no such thing as Shabbos Bereshis in Shvias. So says the Gemara, what's the halacha? So, but my toes. In other words, what was the Havamina when they said that ain Shabbos b'shvias? So, ba'din krad, because it says, b'charush uv'katzur tishbos. So, b'zman di'ika charisha, ika Shabbos. So, maybe the di'ik is, when you're plowing the field, that's when you have to observe a Shabbos. U'bizman de'lecha charisha, when you're not plowing the field, in other words, during Shemitah, when you're not allowed to plow the field, lecha Shabbos, maybe there is no halacha of Shabbos. So that's the Havamina that Basin would have had. Maybe if Basin issues such a crazy psak that there is no such thing as Shabbos during Shemitah, so what is the halacha? Mi'arminan kivan the Mekayim and le'bashar shnei shavua, kibitol mixas v'ki and mixas dami. Since they admit that there is such a thing as Shabbos for the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, it's considered to be like a bittul mixas and a kiyam mixas. Odilma kibin the kakarian le b'shviyas kaki resaguv dami. Or since maybe for the entire Shemitah year they're oker Shabbos, maybe it's considered to be an akira's kalaguf. Maybe it's considered to be an akira of an entire halacha. So Amaravina tashma navi shenis nabi leker dover minatora. If a navi has a nevua to be oker dover minatora, chayev, he's going to be chayev, lebitel mixas, lekiyam mixas, if it's to be mevatel mixas, to be mekayem mixas, Reb Shimon omer pater, Reb Shimon says they're pater, uva avodas kochavim, however, by avodas zara, afilu omer hayom leovdo lemachar batla chayev, even if he says, today you should serve it, tomorrow you should be mevatel, it is going to be chayev, shmamina, ein Shabbos b'shvias kibitol mixas v'kiyam mixas dami shma mina. So we see that it's like a bitol mixas and a kiyam mixas. Rashi explains v'hayom ulamachar batla ke ein Shabbos b'shvias dami. The correlate bitol mixas v'kiyam mixas, because if a guy says that today you should serve the avodah zara, tomorrow you should destroy the avodah zara, that's considered to be a kiyam mixas of the avodah zara. So too, if the basin says today you should observe Shabbos because it's not Shemitah, but during Shemitah you shouldn't observe Shabbos, that's also a kiyam mixas and a bitol mixas. Let's see the next Mishnah. Horu Basin v'yada echamayam shato. If Basin issues a psak and one of the dayanim know that they made a mistake, v'amrulem, and he says to them, toim atem, you guys are wrong. O shaloya mufla shal basin sham, or the mufla shal basin, the head of Basin was not there. O shaya echamayam gero mamzer, one of the dayanim was a gero mamzer, or nasin, o zakein shalo royu labanim, or he was a zakein who Rambam is Gores Shelo Ra'abanim. In other words, he never had children because a Zaken like this is not going to be a Rachman, and therefore he's not fit as a Dayan. Hareza Potter, they're going to be Potter. Why? Shenemar Kan Edav and Emar Lalan Edav. Ma Edav Amur Lahalan Kula Ruyin Lahara. Af Edav Amur Kan Ad Shiyu Kulam Ruyin Lahara. The only time you're going to be Chayev, the basin is going to be Chayev, as if the basin that issues the Psak is a basin that's Roy to Paskin Halachas. But if the head of basin's not there, or if the dayanim are not kosher, they are not going to be fit to issue a psak. Oshalaya mufla sham mufla shal basin sham. Minolan. How do we know that it's not a good psak if the mufla shal basin wasn't there? So I'm Rav Sheshes v'chein tana debei Rav Shmuel neima omra horer bedavar shatzukim modim bo pturim. Why is it that we say that basin's putter if they issue a false psak in a dover that the tzukim are moded to in a dover of Torah shebichsav? Because it's zilkari be'rav, they should have known that this is not the halacha. Lo haya mufla shal basin shamnami pturim neishayelam lulma v'lo lamdu. If the muflash of a basin is not there, also it's not considered to be a good psak. It's like karav b'mezin. In other words, they had no business issuing the psak without the muflash of a basin there because they should have known that they don't know what the halacha is. Nemar sham eda v'nemar kan eda, achi ukulam ruin lo ra. V'hasa minolan, over there, how do we know that it has to be everybody's roi lo ra? Damar rav chis damar akra, v'zyatzvu sham imach. Everybody should be there with Moshe Rabbeinu. Imach b'domin lach. Veima imach l'shchina. However, maybe what it's saying is only Moshe Rabbeinu could have the presence of the Shechina, but the other dayanim couldn't. Elam rav nachman bar yitzchak amar kra, v'nasu itcha, itcha b'domin lach. So we say, itcha b'domim lach, this is how we know that everybody has to be there, everybody has to be roi lo ra in order for it to be considered a valid psak of basin. All right, so we'll stop here, we'll pick up from the next Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow.